I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Before we get into this email here of these two frisky fellas trying to figure out exactly where to go and get a little intimate when you both live with your parents, let me ask you this question. Abby. So I have a friend that traded Instagram with a girl in person. They met like, I don't even know where it was. Maybe Starbucks, maybe a bar, whatever. They met in person.
Must be so nice.
It's crazy.
Wild.
It's so 1991. So he goes to her Instagram when she takes off, and he notices that 3/4 of her pictures are her in bathing suits, doing the posy pose thing, right? She's not a fitness model or anything like that, but she looks good. So that's cool. But he's wondering, is that a major red flag? His thought was, okay, hold on a second. Because she's fishing for compliments, right? She's throwing up all these thirst traps. So his initial thought was, is this girl super, super insecure because this is 3/4 of the pictures that she sent up?
I'm going to try and walk a fine line here.
Don't.
Yeah, go.
In my opinion, I do think it looks thirsty, but I don't necessarily mean that. I don't think that means that she is thirsty, because I think a lot of girls genuinely do just love taking bikini photos. Like, I come from a city that's a beach town, and girls on the weekends would go to the beach and take pictures in bikinis, and that was a totally normal thing. If it is every single photo, it does make you wonder why are they only bikini photos? But if she feels good about it and she looks good and that's like her vibe, I don't think it's a red flag.
You like attention. Own it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like as long as you're self-aware, those are when you post a photo like that, or you post any photo, I mean, that's what social media is, especially Instagram. You post a photo. What do you want? Likes.
Mm-hmm.
You want interaction. You want likes. So I feel like as far as a red flag,
I don't think it's a red flag.
It would be for me. If a dude was doing that, like, I went to his Instagram and it was nothing but him with like his shirt off and all that. Like,
he 3/4 of the picture.
3/4 of the picture. That would be a red flag. Like, I think they have like a self-esteem issue that they have to find this validation from strangers on the internet.
Yeah, I completely agree. It would be a red flag for me too, for sure. I mean, more so, but the fact that you said 3/4 of the pictures are that, because sometimes I do look at profiles and I'm like, "That is that the only time you ever take a picture of yourself?"
Yeah.
It does give off something that I would be concerned about.
If it was a dude, I would immediately have the judgment. What a douche.
I would too.
But women can be douches too. So I would be like, no way, man. Way too high maintenance would be my first thought.
High maintenance?
Yeah. Because you need a lot of, you need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It feels hypocritical for me to say it does look thirsty, but at the same time, it does feel a little slut shamey for me to be like, wait, why are you showing your body so much? So
I don't think it's slut shamey. I don't think it's more like, oh, she's trying to get, hook up a lot. I think it's just, validation shaming.
Yeah.
But that's insecure shaming. Mm-hmm.
That's kind of why everybody posts on social media, right? Like, even though you want to share your life, I think there's a small part of everyone that's like, okay, if I don't reach a certain amount of likes, I'm going to feel some type of way. Like, mm-hmm. it wasn't a good enough photo and you don't feel validated.
You've done this. You've said this numerous times. You get so mad. My rainbow butt picture got more pictures than you as a kid or you and your dad.
I've actually started to hide the amount of likes that I get on Instagram because I was getting so obsessed with the pictures that I was posting and it wasn't enjoyable for me at all mm-hmm. that I'm like, I'm just hiding the likes.
You can do that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really relieving.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm doing that today.
Yeah, because then you put up the content that you really like.
Exactly.
Not the ones that are just gonna that you think are gonna get you mm-hmm. Likes, like a rainbow butt picture that I can't possibly compete with.
I've definitely posted pictures that I was very proud of and then took them down based off of how many likes
yes,
they got.
Like, right?
I've definitely done
what
it.
What a stupid game.
It's ridiculous.
I know, that's why I started to hide them, man.
I get it.
Alright, so let's check out this email here because they got feelings for each other. He's got tingly parts. She's got tingly parts. A problem is it's a tingleless relationship.
Ooh.
Because they both live with their parents and they're not exactly sure where to go and what to do. So Abby's got the email.
That'll kill the tingles.
Yep.
Help Bert Show. I'm hoping you guys or maybe some of your listeners can help me find a boyfriend.
No. Can help me and my boyfriend.
Oh, help me and my boyfriend.
Oh, I thought you already got
me in trouble.
I'm like, Abby, am I projecting on this?
I'm like, she has one. She has one.
Must be nice. This is just me saying what I want to say. Okay. This is going to be a weird TMI question, but here we go. We don't know where to do it, or as you all say, play piano. Mm-hmm. I'm 23 and live at home with my parents. He's 25 and lives at home with his parents. Before dating each other, we both lost our jobs, hence why we are living at home with our parents for the time being. On our first date, we actually bonded over the fact that we were both unemployed. I'd contemplated not even trying to date because who wants to date a chick with no job who lives at home with her parents? Meeting Dax is the best thing that's happened to me in the last 6 months. Our dates are super low key because, you know, the whole no job thing. Our main issue is we don't have anywhere to do it. Both our parents are always home and doing it there does not sit well with either one of us. I embrace my curves, but because I'm a bigger girl, the car is not an appealing option. We don't have money to get a room for a night. And please don't suggest we do it somewhere outside. He has horrendous allergies, and that would not be pretty.
What a sexy couple.
Yeah, I know, right? So where are we supposed to do the deed? Yeah, we have friends with places, but that seems so creepy to ask them if we can borrow their place. Would you be offended if a friend asked you? Thanks, horny and helpless.
I'm laughing. I would not be offended. If a friend asked me, hey, can I use one of your rooms or when are you going to be gone so me and my girl can come over to your house? I would not be offended at all.
I would be grossed out. There's a part of me that wants to be a girl's girl and be like, you get some, you come over, you sit on my couch, like whatever. But then I'll be at home and I'll be like, why does it feel a little sticky here?
Yeah. Okay, couch would be off limits. Like if we were to broker this booty deal, like you're not allowed to do it on my couch.
You ain't getting on my bed either. I got to sleep on that every night.
Definitely booty, not getting on the bed.
You are the booty agent, but you got to give up like a guest room for your friend.
If you have one, yes, I do. And I'm sitting here thinking, I mean, we wash sheets, so.
Yeah, but it's your stuff.
I don't want to be there.
Offended is not the word.
All right.
I wouldn't be offended at all, but I wouldn't like it, and I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, something about it would just feel weird to me if my dude came to me and asked if he could borrow my place for that. I'd just be like, bro, what?
I have no problem with it.
Can't they find a closet somewhere?
I'd say come on over.
Yeah. I'm charging you by the night, like hotels do.
That's a brothel.
I mean, you got to be a good wingman. I am shocked by you right now. Shocked.
I don't know why that would feel weird.
And you have a guest, like you have a guest room.
Yeah, I do. And see, but I couldn't be there, like you said.
No.
So I would have to, now I have to leave my place of peace.
Say you're going to be out of town.
So weird about it.
You're going to be out of town. You're going to be in one of your exotic locations that you just randomly chose to go. You're either in Paris or the Maldives or Colombia or whatever, wherever. And your dude wants to borrow your place one of the nights while you're gone. He needs to get a key and come over and get his freak on with his lady. For the very first time. They haven't had a chance to do it yet.
Oh, wow.
Because they don't have anywhere to go.
The fact that you're even think you are not a good friend.
You know what? No, you know what it is?
You are not a good friend. I am so offended.
I would say yes. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't say no. But then in the back of my mind, I would wonder if they're actually going to abide by whatever boundaries I set. Because I remember when Neo, the singer, did the interview where he actually did that for one of his best friends. And when he came home, they were in his actual bedroom.
But you can't do that. No.
Because they didn't listen to the boundaries that he gave them. And I would, in the back of my mind, think that the person is going to do that.
Like, that's you'd be looking at your kitchen counter like,
was it there? It would just make me uneasy.
I mean, there's got to be an agreement. Like, if you're going to let me borrow your place, it can only be in a certain, there's only some real estate.
But I get that. But I understand where Mo's coming from. Once you're in the throes of the passion, all agreements and boundaries go out the window. You're just excited to be doing it. You could just be doing it everywhere.
And you got that little pull-out bed from the couch in my guest room. They ain't going to want that. They going to think about my bed.
Yeah, and your shower.
Yes. That is a totally different definition of pull-out bed, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Now I know why they name it that.
You're such a dork.
Hey, Amy, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. Just really shocked by Mo. I've never been more turned off in my life by my friend.
You know, Mo's got a few issues.
Thanks.
She told you.
But now I want my friends to have sex on my bed.
That was a little more than we had asked for. It's not untrue, but it didn't need to be stated.
Tell us how you really feel.
Ooh.
All right, so do you let your friends borrow the house, you know, just for that one thing?
No. They're both unemployed, right?
Correct.
So all they got to do is start a house-sitting business.
But you can't do that when you're house-sitting somebody else's house.
Nobody else is going to be there. Take your own sheets and clean up after yourself.
Isn't that called a hoe house?
Yes. That's what they're turning your house into.
I mean, it might vary from state to state, but I think that's illegal.
Brothels? Yes.
Brothels. Yes. It's The Burt Show.
Get it? The Burt Show.